If you're on Twitter or Facebook and you've noticed a lot of people posting these green and yellow squares and you have no idea what's going on, like me yesterday, it's a new game for 2022. It's the first one to go completely viral. It's called Wordle. Now, Raven, I know that you have no idea what I'm talking about, and you seem somewhat shocked when I said your wife, Alicia, was posting about it yesterday.
Yeah, I have no idea what she's doing when she's sitting on the couch next to me, to be honest with you.
Right. So it's like this, it's this brand new game. So to put things in perspective, on November 1st, that's only a few months ago, 90 people played. As of this week, they're averaging between 2.5 and 2.7 million players a day. You go to a website, you have to literally go to the website, and, well, you have 6 tries to guess the word. Here's the explanation of how it works.
The mission, to guess a 5-letter word in 6 tries or less. After each guess, the tiles change colors. Green means it's the right letter and it's in the right spot. Yellow means the letter is in the word but in the wrong spot. Gray means the letter's not in the word at all.
Is this Price is Right?
Well, it's I'm sure
Wheel of Fortune
remember.
Combined.
There was a game in England many years ago called Lingo, and it's very similar to that. You just have to like guess the word. It's 5 letters. You have to guess it, and it tells you within those 6 guesses if you have the vowels right, if it's in the right place, if it's not. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I immediately went to the site because I felt like for scientific reasons I had to do it to talk about it.
Research purposes, right.
And now I'm frozen because I'm on my last guess, and I have 4 out of the 5 letters.
And this is a problem for you right now. This is what you're distracted by?
Let's just say it's one of those things where I said I wasn't going to do it because I get consumed by these things. The cool part about it, though, that I like is that there's only 1 word every day. So when your game is over, you're done until midnight the next day. That's when the new word launches. Everybody has the same word, so you can't do spoilers online or anything like that.
That was going to be my question. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, what happens with world domination? I mean, if there's nobody clocking the dollars, getting the money while people are playing this game, I'm confused as to how it is it even came about.
Well, he made it for his wife. His wife loved word games, and he thought that this was, like, he figured this out. He created it for her, and it just caught on like wildfire. Now everybody likes it. But I started thinking about it because I was like, man, it's a new viral sensation. People are completely addicted. You're going to start seeing these squares popping up all over your social media, people bragging on where they are, which ones they got, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what was the most addictive game that you played in history?
Oof. Tetris was up there. Tetris was big. Like when you first started playing Tetris, you were like, oh, this is stupid. Then you were like, I had it for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers, big time too. Gosh, when I first started playing any games on my phone, like Angry Birds, you remember how big that was at first. That was a big one. And then Words with Friends. I know people, my wife is still crushing candy out there. I mean, she's doing it. So
Candy Crush, I have to tell you, I had a problem with Candy Crush. And if you ever heard me talk about it on the air, you know that I would play it and I would talk about it like it was a good thing. It wasn't. It was an addiction that was unhealthy to the point where I had to like take it off my phone and all that because you get kind of caught up in it and it's hours. And I would convince myself that it helped me sleep at night. No. I would be up until like 11:30 at night trying to like put together these like candy crushing things. And the other day, Hayden, my older daughter, she came to me with her phone and she had a game that was very similar to Candy Crush.
Yeah.
And she was like, Ma, can you help me with this? And I looked at her. I'm like, Mommy can't do that.
You had to run away.
I had to run away.
You were like a roadie at Guns N' Roses just trying to hold back the dealers. You're not getting backstage again, guys.
Yeah,
no way.
Right. Long story short, though, Raven, I sent you my Wordle, the 4 out of the 5 letters. Can you take a look and see if you could help me out with this last guess?
I literally have no idea what I'm looking at here.